It's that time on a Friday when we wonder aloud what some people from the world of sports are thinking, or better yet, are they thinking, or do they have the capacity for thought? It's called the Tool Shed. Before we roll out the nominees, let's bring in our favorite landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's open with the Kaepernick was only about the money crew. Yes, yeah, stop that. And for the record, just like he had a constitutional right to kneel and protest, you absolutely have the right to be angered by it and feel he was out of line. But if you think for a second the owners did not absolutely collude to keep him out of the league, well, you probably should never talk about NFL football again because you don't even know what you're talking about. Nate Peterman, David Fail, Tanner Lee, they're in the league. And under any other circumstances, not only would he be on a roster, but he'd be in the mix for a starting spot. So his last season, he was 17th in quarterback rating, 16 TDs, 4 picks on a crappy team that almost got him killed. So let's not kid ourselves about all this. Okay, good. Next up, team owner Jimmy Haslam and Browns GM John Dorsey. So because of your fear of taking a hit at the gate or on social media or in the wallet, no Kaepernick, but an abusive piece of crap like Kareem Hunt is worth rolling the dice on. Right. So on November 30th, the Chiefs cut Hunt after that disgusting video surfaced showing him pushing a woman to the ground and kicking her. But that's okay, because as a few of you real stand-up people have said, he didn't kick her that hard. So in just over 2 months since that became public and documented, he gets a reward with an NFL opportunity because, well, that'll learn him, right? And of course, there's the what about second chances? You mean like not being prosecuted or doing prison time? It's a cliche, but what kind of message does that send? Violence against women is incorporated along with the ability to pass block and yards per carry. Real classy NFL. And lastly, the New Orleans Pelicans. Sure. The Knicks or the Hawks are the true laughing stocks of the NBA, and justifiably so. But you guys are doing one heck of an impersonation of a complete and total clown act, from how you handled the Anthony Davis trade request to last night as the player, not the coach or GM, the player got up and left the bench and walked out of the arena in the middle of a game. So to AD, where are you going? You're still on the team. You're under contract. By the way, a contract pays you just more than $2 million a month. Where else do you have to be? Do you actually make plans on the night of games in case you get bored? You know, I play in the NBA. I make $27 million a year, but the game gets out of hand. You guys playing cards? Maybe I'll hook up with you at the club or something. I mean, is he moonlighting, riding a Lyft, or is he working at a late night pizza place? You're on the team. Where are you going? And then they fired the GM this morning. Just shows just the incompetence of ownership.
And in the reports, too, that's apparently a huge reason why he got fired, is because AD walked
right
out. So the ownership was so mad that they just fired Dell Demps because of it.
Somebody's going to pay for this. Yeah, but I didn't really. I was sitting upstairs. Was I supposed to tackle the 6'11" world-class athlete? I'm like an old guy here. It's amazing. It is Willy amazing. I'm going to hand this one to Jimmy Haslam and John Dorsey. I mean, did you really need to do that? What necessitated all of a sudden, you know what? We better run out and sign Kareem Hunt, because that's a good offseason look. Just like up, trending Baker Mayfield winning games might be the, we're going to erase it all by showing that we're sleazebags. All right. In honoring that crackhead, will one more time bring out the landlord and lock it all down, the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
A-Rod had a big night at the Grammys last week.
What?
He was J-Lo's date to the Grammys last week. A-Rod was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. He had a big night. He was while she was performing, he was on camera quite a bit. Dancing, I guess you'd call it.
Was he dancing?
Yeah. What I guess you'd call it that.
What was he wearing, some geekathon out?
J-Lo's still killing it, by the way. Like I think I saw she turns like 50 in a couple months. Like, she's killing it. Like, still being able to do the stuff that she's doing. I'm not saying being able. That might be the wrong way to put it, but
she was born.
She does good work still, is all I'm saying.
She'll be 50 in July 24th.
Right?
And, of course, she's just Jenny from the block.
Yeah, she is. Still always be the fly girl from In Living Color to me.
91.
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Rosie Perez wasn't a fly girl. What was she?
No, she was just on the show a couple times.
All right. J-Lo, a fly girl, coming at you, going strong. In Living Color, why isn't that on in syndication ever?
It was for a while. I don't know. That's a good question. It should be.
I remember seeing it on Netflix or something years ago, and it's just, it holds up. There's some
it's really
funny stuff, yeah. Really clever stuff.